A Tribute by K.K. Nambiar. In attempting to pen a few lines about dear Vengitu on the occasion of his Shashtyaptha Purti celebration, my memory goes back 4 decades when I happened to see him for the first time. His father, Niranjananda Swami, was then the Sarvadhikari of the ashram. I became very friendly with him and he used to indent on my humble service for various odds and ends and used to crop up in the routine of ashram management. On many such occasions, I also used to meet Vengatu and thus happened to know him rather intimately. He was not very different from the young men of those days and on occasion differed from his father in certain details of ashram management. On the demise of Sri Niranjananda Swami in 1953, the responsibility of running the ashram devolved on Sri T. N. Venkatraman. The finances of the ashram were not in a sound condition then. It was not at all smooth sailing for the ashram management after the Mahanirvana of the Maharishi in April 1950. While some sincere devotees tried to put the ashram affairs on an even keel, there were others who were bent on giving no end of trouble. Civil suits were filed challenging the validity of Sri Bhagavan's will, which vested the management of the ashram as a hereditary right in his brother, Sri Niranjananda Swami, and after him in his son, Sri T. N. Venkatraman. It is interesting to recall that Sri Niranjananda Swami's appointment itself as Sarvadhikari by a general power of attorney executed by Sri Bhagavan in May 1933 was contested in the district munshif court by one of the old attendants. After a fairly protracted hearing in 1936, the case fell through, and to safeguard the future of the ashram, the will referred to above was executed in March 1938. Even so, issues were raised in the High Court whether Bhagavan could execute a will, and if so, whether the manner in which he executed it was valid. But the High Court accepted the genuineness and validity of the will, setting at rest all doubts about the hereditary right of management of the ashram. Since Sri Venkatraman, affectionately known to us all as Venkatu, took over as president of the Board of Trustees of the ashram, he had also to weather many storms like his father. But it must be said to his credit that he has successfully steered through all those difficulties and accomplished many things for which all the devotees of the ashram should be ever grateful to him. The beautiful mantap over the samadhi of Bhagwan and the magnificent meditation hall in front of it are achievements that he could be proud of. Look at the array of guest houses that have been built as appurtenant to the ashram. Without these, it would have been impossible to provide accommodation for the numerous visitors from distant places in India and abroad who now flock to the ashram in ever-increasing numbers. The difficult job of looking after the foreign visitors unaccustomed to our food and living habits, I must say, Vengitu has been managing very well as testified to by many visitors, including the members of the royal family of Greece. The spiritual rituals of the ashram, the daily worship in the shrines of Matrabhuteshwara and Sri Bhagavan Samadhi are being conducted with solemnity and regularity, as also the Veda Parayana as in the old days when Bhagavan was with us. The annual Jayanti, Aradhana, Mahapuja and other celebrations are also conducted with due solemnity, with bhajans and discourses in the evenings to the satisfaction of the many devotees who visit the ashram on such occasions. The finances of the ashram have improved very much during his management. The Mountain Path, published by him with the able and devoted assistance of his son V. Ganeshan, is attracting worldwide recognition as a first-class medium of spiritual instruction. In short, Vengitu spares no pains to implement the sacred injunctions in Bhagavan's will to make Sri Ramanashramam a center for the diffusion of spiritual knowledge and a place of sanctity by affording scope for the fulfillment of objects germane to the advancement of spirituality. On this occasion of Venkatu's Shashtyaptha Purti, let me wish him, his devoted wife, and many years of healthy and prosperous life so that they may continue to do the devoted service they have all along been doing for the ashram. In making this wish, my wife, who has been a friend of the family for well nigh 40 years, joins me in the sincere prayers to Sri Bhagavan and Sri Matrabhudeshwara. A Tribute by N. Balaram Reddy. Vengatu, as he is affectionately known, is part and parcel of Sri Ramanashramam and not merely the president of its trust board. For the last 36 years, he has grown with the institution, imbibing the intricacies of its administration and the niceties of its working. Long personal contact with Sri Bhagwan and close association with his revered father, Sri Niranjanananda Swami, in the management of the ashram, have undoubtedly been an asset to him in discharging his responsibility as head of this institution, which is international. His early training under Raja Sir Annamalai Chettiar, the noted financier of South India, has also helped him in building up the ashram finances on a sound basis. His organizing ability he has acquired at least in part as a Congress worker of pre-independence days. With this preparation, he has been able to tackle successfully some very difficult situations which arose in the life of the ashram during the early years of his tenure. Under his stewardship, the resident devotees enjoy all amenities of life conducive to undeterred spiritual growth. He hardly interferes with their individual freedom. He moves about the ashram more as a worker among workers than as the boss. Flexible by nature, he knows how and when to yield, but can be firm and unyielding when the situation calls for such an attitude in the interest of the organization. Genial by temperament, he is a very sociable person with a smile for everyone. As a householder, he has played his role with amazing success. He is deeply attached to his family, which is fairly large. All his 7 children are well educated and exceedingly well behaved. They are also well settled in life. The transformation of the family from its humble beginnings to its present prosperous condition is entirely due to him. He keeps open house. Hospitality is so obviously a family trait. Some friend or relative is always there as a guest in the house. His wife is a generous lady, pious and well-mannered, and ably assists him both at home and the ashram. He has a soft corner for his relatives. They could always count on his help in times of need. Some of his poor relations are treated by him as his own family members and even supported by him. This is a commendable trait, and one is reminded of the Valmiki's phrase, protector of his own people. The experience he gained as a successful householder must have been of great help to him in the able handling of ashram affairs. May he continue to serve this great and noble institution, which, as an outer symbol of Sri Ramana's grace, has been attracting seekers from all over in their spiritual endeavor. Prostrations to the lotus feet of Sri Bhagwan. Sri T.N. Venkatraman, President, Board of Trustees, Sri Ramanashramam, takes this opportunity to thank all the devotees of Sri Bhagwan who have generally contributed towards the purse raised by the TNV Shashti Abdapurti Committee to be presented to him on 23-5-1974 on his completing the 60th birthday. He conveys his special thanks to the members of the TNV Shashti Abdapurti Committee, Sri D.S. Sastri, Dr. T.N. Krishnaswamy, Sri K.K. Nambiar, Sri N. Balaram Reddiar, Sri R.L. Purushottam Reddiar, convener. One of his closest friends, Sri S.P. Mukherjee, who was the convener of the above committee and who was so very enthusiastic to celebrate this occasion with great eclat and jubilation, passed away recently to his great sorrow. He bows down to his departed friend and prays for his peace and bliss at the lotus feet of Sri Bhagwan. To Bhagwan he owes his everything, and to him he surrenders his everything. May Sri Bhagwan bless us all, is his prayer on this joyous occasion. சர்வம் ஸ்ரீ ரமணார்ப்பணமஸ்து.